This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Washtenaw United. It is our weekly exploration of equity and opportunity. It's a weekly feature created in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and I'm sure you've heard the phrase, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Well, for all too many convicted of felonies, even misdemeanors, when they do serve the time, they can still leave prison or have few options for gainful employment, and one of the results is high recidivism. Coming up on September 14th, the Washtenaw County Expungement Fair will be held at the County Learning Resource Center in Ann Arbor. And today we have two gentlemen who are working to create greater opportunities for those with records. Johnny Epps is the Washtenaw Service Center Manager for Michigan Works, and welcome to WEMU, Johnny.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And Michael Keeney is an attorney with the Michigan Legal Help Program and spends a part of his time working with the convicted to have their records expunged. And thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Johnny, Michigan Works was created to help workforce development. I would imagine you find some employers who might be hesitant to hire convicted felons. Would that be right?
That's correct.
And so what argument do you make to them when you're working with someone who is seeking to start over?
We would tell employers that these individuals need a second chance when they're returning back to the community. They know the hardships they will face when they're returning, and these individuals sometimes will be your hardest workers that you will hire, and so they will really take advantage of that chance for employment.
Do you think that there is good cause for some of these employers to have those concerns?
Yes, it may be good cause to have those concerns, but once you give an individual a chance, like we all needed chances through our life, they will take that chance and really take advantage of that opportunity.
And Michael, as an attorney who represents someone who needs their record expunged in order to find that job, do you often encounter people who are feeling somewhat hopeless, frustrated, and or angry because of the barriers?
Yes, absolutely.
So what is your conversation and your engagement with those people to try and get them in a mindset that gives them the greatest opportunity at success?
Well, I think with the current expungement law that is on the books, we have to have a very frank conversation with them just because the statute is so narrow. So we have to set expectations. But even if they aren't eligible to get an expungement, we can still refer them to our partners at Michigan Works, and they can help match them with employers that can offer them job opportunities.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking about an upcoming expungement fair that's going to be held September 14th in Ann Arbor, and our guests are Johnny Epps of Michigan Works and Michael Keeney from the Michigan Legal Help Program. Mike, are courts in Michigan and here in Washtenaw County receptive to expungement?
Yes, absolutely. We're very lucky to be working with the courts whenever we schedule these expungement clinics. And judges and court staff alike are given notice of these clinics, and they're very open to helping these people.
Are there limitations as to what kinds of convictions will be considered for expungement?
Yes. So as I mentioned earlier, the statute is incredibly narrow, so people can only have one felony on their record and not more than two misdemeanors. And then there are all these other, side hoops that people have to jump through. But luckily, if they come to our clinic or if they contact one of our offices, we can definitely help them to determine whether they're eligible.
And Mike, are crimes such as violent crimes or crimes against children, are those things that would render someone ineligible?
Sometimes, yes. So there are specific felonies that are ineligible, and the statute lays out which felonies those are. Some of them can be felonies that carry a potential life sentence. Others are more violent crimes as well. And so it really depends on what the person has on their record. And the way that we're able to find that information is by looking at their iChat reports or certified criminal convictions from the court records.
So, Johnny, at Michigan Works, when you're working with folks, is there a screening process to determine, number one, if they are eligible, two, and whether or not they have the greatest chance at winning expungement?
Yes, we provide that pre-screening tool so we can let individuals know before the actual fair if they're eligible for the expungement process or not. You know, this year, partnering with United Way, they was able to give us, you know, funding. So this whole process will be absolutely free for those individuals looking for expungement.
And that is probably one of the key components, correct? Because people are facing housing insecurity, job insecurity, financial insecurity, and to have to come up with money to pay for an attorney to go through this process, Mike, I'm sure you can attest, it can be quite expensive.
Yes, absolutely.
So Let's talk a little bit about public perception. Johnny, do you understand the sentiment of some in our community who might believe that the issues that released convicts face are part of the natural consequences of their personal choices?
Yes, we understand that, but we also need to understand when these individuals are returning back to the community or have something on their record that's stopping them from gaining employment or housing, it's a way for them to better be successful. With the employment rate being low in Washington County, you know, we understand the talent that employers are needing. And by hosting this event, we are providing an opportunity to remove this hardship for individuals so they can gain employment or enhance their employment opportunities.
Once again, you're listening to Washington All United on 89.1 WEMU. And so, Michael, are you aware of the recidivism rate for those who struggle to find work and ultimately do not get their records expunged?
Right. So the recidivism rate tends to be a little higher for people that are struggling to get by, either by making a living on their own or opportunities for finding fair and stable housing. And people that are successful in getting an expungement tend to have significantly lower recidivism rates because they are able to be more self-sufficient.
Johnny, should there be any reason that someone would fear at least coming to you and discussing the possibility? I know that some feel as though they cannot trust the system, that it's going to serve them in any way after having been a part of it. So what argument do you have to those who are hesitating to seek out the assistance and find gainful employment?
I can understand it may be embarrassing or, you know, lack of self-esteem, but I say if you come down, talk to us, we can provide you the information of how the expungement process will work. And we also partner with Michael and his team to provide some legal services too. So if there's some legal questions that we cannot answer, we have Michael and his staff on board to help us and help individuals through that hard questions or that hard process.
So, Mike, let's say somebody goes and sees Johnny and they recognize, okay, we've gone through the screening process and this is someone who very well might be eligible for expungement. And then they're referred to you and you're going to represent them in the courts. When that record is expunged, does it mean that if another offense is committed, it cannot be taken into consideration at sentencing for a new crime that might be committed?
That is not correct. So unfortunately, if somebody has a record expunged and then they later commit another crime, the court has and the judge has complete power to reopen that sealed record. And so I think that's important to realize. In Michigan, the term expungement means making a record non-public, setting it aside. So it's not like the record is completely erased. The Michigan State Police and the courts will still have a copy of that sealed record. So it can be reopened if a judge feels it's necessary and appropriate.
There are communities throughout the state and throughout the country who are going through the process now of eliminating those boxes where you have to check if you are a convicted felon so that you kind of have the kind of privacy that you're working for with expungement. If that were to happen on a statewide basis, would that remove the need for this kind of expungement program and fare?
Right. So the Ban the Box campaigns are fantastic, especially for people that aren't eligible for expungements. But I think that there are situations where not every employer or not every housing or landlord might follow those or have to follow those. So it's important for people to be able to still clear their records if they can.
So, Johnny, I'll come back to you. And this is a question I'm actually going to pose to both of you. But based on all we've discussed today, what is the greater societal good for a program of expungements for the previously convicted?
It's very important because, like I said, it provides employment opportunities. It's help you get a raise in your job, a promotion in your job, because sometimes you may not be able to take that next step in employment because you have something in your background that's holding you back. But to get it expunged or set aside provides other employment opportunities for you.
So that's on the personal side. And Mike, on the broader perspective, if people have that job, if they see a future, if they are seeing progress, then it probably means they're not going back and we are not investing in the prison system. We're investing in the employment system and in our community.
That's absolutely right.
Well, I think that's a great place to end. I'd like to thank you both for joining us on Washington All United today. It's been a great pleasure and to talk with you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That is Johnny Epps of Michigan Works and Michael Keeney from the Michigan Legal Help Program discussing the upcoming expungement fair. You're going to find links to the organizations that Johnny and Michael work for and all the details you need to know about the September 14th fair at the Washtenaw County Learning Resource Center. Washtenaw United is a regular Monday feature, and it's heard every Monday right here on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm David Fair.